You should have seen the way Mameha and Hatsumomo smiled at each other. You'd almost have thought they were sharing a private joke, whereas, in fact, I'm sure Hatsumomo was relishing her victory in finding us, and as for Mameha, well, I think her smile was just a way of hiding her anger. During her dance, I could see her jaw jutting out and her nostrils flared. She didn't even come back to the table afterward, but just said to the conductor, "Thank you so much for permitting us to drop in. I'm afraid it's so late. Sayuri and I must excuse ourselves now." I can't tell you how pleased Hatsumomo looked as we closed the door behind us. I followed Mameha down the stairs. On the bottom step, she came to a halt and waited. At last, a young maid rushed into the formal entrance hall to see us out. The very same maid who'd shown us up the stairs earlier. "What a difficult life you must have as a maid," Mameha said to her. "Probably you want so many things and have so little money to spend. But tell me, what will you do with the funds you've just earned?"
"I haven't earned any funds, ma'am," she said. But to see her swallowing so nervously, I could tell she was lying.
"How much money did Hatsumomo promise you?" The maid's gaze fell at once to the floor. It wasn't until this moment that I understood what Mameha was thinking. As we learned some time afterward, Hatsumomo had indeed bribed at least one of the maids in every first-class teahouse in Gion. They were asked to call Yoko, the girl who answered the telephone in our Okia, whenever Mameha and I arrived at a party. Of course, we didn't know about Yoko's involvement at the time, but Mameha was quite right in assuming that the maid in this teahouse had passed a message to Hatsumomo somehow or other. The maid couldn't bring herself to look at Mameha. Even when Mameha lifted her chin, the girl still pointed her eyes downward, just as if they weighed as much as two lead balls. When we left the teahouse, we could hear Hatsumomo's voice coming from the window above, for it was such a narrow alleyway that everything echoed.
"Yes, what was her name?" Hatsumomo was saying.
"Sayuko," said one of the men.
"Not Sayuko, Sayuri," said another.
"I think that's the one," Hatsumomo said. "But really, it's too embarrassing for her. I mustn't tell you. She seems like a nice girl."
"I didn't get much of an impression," one man said, "but she's very pretty."
"Such unusual eyes," said one of the geisha.
"You know what I heard a man say about her eyes the other day?" Hatsumomo said. "He told me they were the color of smashed worms."
"Smashed worms? I've certainly never heard a color described that way before."